powered by Clear Vision Development Group. This is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Everyone, Tony Richards here. Today on the program, I'm going to take a short break from our execution series because of the holiday this week, and I just felt like doing something different. We'll have guests the next 2 weeks, and then I'll pick up another episode on execution principles. But today, let's do something a little bit different, something I call the happiness quotient. And also, I'll have five big quotes to energize your week. All coming up here today on this episode of Better Than Before. Today's program is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. I'll be back with the happiness quotient right here on Better Than Before on the C-Suite Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is your master coach, Tony Richards, and I want to talk to you about something that I call the happiness quotient. And you've probably heard of the intelligence quotient or your IQ. You might have even heard of the emotional quotient or the EQ. An assessment you might take could measure some of these things, measuring your overall knowledge, this, that, and the other. Well, let me use a word picture. You know the instrument we use to measure the oil level in your engine? It's called a dipstick, right? So what if there was some kind of dipstick that we could use to measure our overall happiness state? Let's use this question as our virtual dipstick. How much would the quality of your life improve if every day of the week was as good as your best day of the week? Now, I've seen studies that say the average working adult or student actually enjoys 2 out of the 7 days of the week, or expressed as a percentage, about 29% of the time. About 29% of the week. If you add in some vacations and personal days, you might be able to get that percentage up to 35% of the week, which leaves 65% of our days doing things we don't enjoy. That's just putting me in a bad mood just hearing about it. Passion, and I'm talking about true passion. I'm not talking about just excitable behavior or anger or addiction. I'm talking about true passion. Breed success. And success comes from doing things that you like doing. The more passionate you are, the easier success will come. Many people work their tails off in a job they hate so they can spend time with a hobby they love. And sometimes, quite often, their talents are in the hobby, not really in the job. So one obvious strategy would be to change what you do for a living. And unless you really hate what you do, and you've considered all the ramifications, let me give you a couple other things to consider. Number one, what if you changed your mindset to do your job better? How much time are you putting into practice before the game? And I've got a great quote about games and practice coming up here on the show in just a little while. Success is about targeted effort and consistency and demonstrated performance and doing your best consistently and going the extra mile. Number two, what if you spent more time learning more about your job? One of the reasons people don't really enjoy what they do is they don't fully understand it or they don't have clarity on how to make it better. Number three, learn why things are done the way they are. Find out the rules, the policies, the procedures. They're all there for a reason. Have dialogue with people who can influence policy or make policy or enforce policy. Don't spend time talking with people who can do nothing about policy. They just want to complain. That's just stupid. If you're going to talk about it, talk to somebody who can actually do something with it. Number four, look at the big picture. How is your effort connected to others' efforts? In other words, what place are you having on the team and what impact does your effort have on the effort that others are making too? Because a combined multiplied effort is what a team is all about. Number five, solve or manage your problems. Yes, you solve or manage your problems. Don't drop it in the lap of your boss or somebody else. Make a list of what they are. Strategize about them, discuss them, and implement. Make sure you do the above in conjunction with this one too. Look at the big picture. Look at how this problem affects others and how you can make their life better too. And number six, see yourself successful. What skills in your current situation will help you achieve greater things later down the road? Every successful person has leveraged learned capacities from previous experiences. Consider yourself doing the same. It's a great time to learn what you'll need later on. You need to be happy. And if you're not happy, success is definitely not possible. Don't settle for one day a week of happiness out of five possibilities. And listen, happiness is a decision. You can decide to be happy right now. You can decide to be angry right now. You can decide to be disgruntled right now. Or you can decide to be happy. What do you think is better? Change your viewpoint, change your thinking, and you'll change your happiness quotient. Stand by. I'll have five big quotes to energize your week coming up next here on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. Here comes five big quotes to inspire and energize your week. Number one, you can't make a great play unless you first do it in practice. Chuck Knoll, who was the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers football team for decades. And I love that because I was talking to you about that and how to increase your happiness quotient earlier, right, with practice. And Chuck knew that a great play was not going to happen in the real game if it hadn't happened in practice. Number two, quote, never let your head hang down. Never give up. Never sit down. Never grieve. Find another way. Satchel Paige. Great baseball player. Quote number three, things that hurt instruct. Boy, isn't that the truth? Benjamin Franklin. Big quote number four, everybody pulls for David and nobody roots for Goliath. Wilt Chamberlain. And number five, one man can be a crucial ingredient on a team, but one man cannot make a team. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Well, that's our show today. Better Than Before is sponsored by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day and you got a 4-day work week this week. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. You can join our free Facebook page at Tony Richards Speaker Author Coach. Special thanks, as always, to our producer, Tessa Hall. And until we visit again next week, I'm Tony Richards, Master Coach, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
Thank you for listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.